In Pakistan today, the country's Supreme Court ruled that a petition by former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto challenging her removal from power was irrelevant and returned it to her without granting a hearing. The Pakistani president dismissed the Bhutto government 2 weeks ago. The Bhutto family has been involved in Pakistani politics for as long as there has been a Pakistan. Benazir Bhutto's father, Zulfikar Ali Bhutto, was the country's most respected leader, but was executed by a military dictator in 1979. His daughter tried to carry on his legacy, but many Pakistanis now believe that she has tarnished the family name. From Pakistan, NPR's Eric Weiner reports.
In the Pakistani city of Rawalpindi, about a half-hour's drive from the capital, Islamabad, workers fill wheelbarrows with gravel, then dump the loads at the base of a huge monument still under construction. It's being built in honor of the man considered Pakistan's greatest leader, Zulfikar Ali Bhutto. Bhutto is credited with bringing democracy to a country where leaders had traditionally worn military uniforms. The location for the Bhutto monument is no accident.
This is the exact place where he was hanged, just in front of you.
Nasir Jafri is a correspondent with the Pakistani news agency. He remembers the day 17 years ago when Zulfikar Ali Bhutto was executed on what is widely believed to have been fabricated murder charges.
Yes, I remember that the people were in a state of shock. They were not ready to accept that Bhutto has been hanged, because people felt that he was a great leader.
Shortly after that day in 1979, Bhutto's daughter, Benazir, decided to carry on her father's legacy. Young, confident, and Harvard-educated, she was determined to overthrow the military dictator who was behind her father's execution and restore democracy to Pakistan. In a recent interview with NPR, Benazir Bhutto reflected on what it's been like to inherit the Bhutto legacy.
I'm very proud of the Bhutto name. It's a great heritage. My grandfather was the Prime Minister of Junagadh State. My father was the first directly elected Prime Minister of Pakistan. I was the first woman elected in the Muslim world. So I'm very proud of my name.
Benazir Bhutto's political career was clearly propelled by the power of the Bhutto name, a name so respected people in this Muslim country were willing to overlook the fact that she was a woman. But Talit Hussain, a columnist with a leading Pakistani newspaper, says name alone does not explain Benazir Bhutto's success.
To be fair to her, she has definitely been building on that legacy. I mean, she was there when the chips were down, and she definitely fought hard for democracy.
During the 1980s, Bhutto was imprisoned several times by the military dictator General Zia-ul-Haq. One of her brothers was poisoned. Yet Bhutto persisted in her outspoken criticism of the military dictatorship. She was, in the eyes of much of the world, a champion of democracy. Shortly after General Zia-ul-Haq was killed in a plane crash in 1989, Benazir Bhutto was elected prime minister. As a leader, she proved less popular than during her days in opposition. She was removed from office in 1993 and again this month on charges of corruption and abuse of power. Benazir Bhutto and her supporters deny these charges. They say it's just another example of an injustice inflicted on the Bhutto family. But not everyone here agrees with that assessment. Ayaz Amir is a columnist with the Dawn newspaper.
This is a family which has been visited by tragedy. But you can divide the tragedies in half. Some of them have come from outside. But Benazir's own tragedies have been self-inflicted.
If the Bhutto family helped launch Benazir's political career, family divisions also contributed to her downfall. In recent years, the Bhutto family has engaged in a very public feud. Benazir Bhutto even fired her mother as head of the Pakistan People's Party. They didn't speak to one another for years after that. Benazir Bhutto's brother, Murtaza, formed his own rival party and openly criticized his sister's government. He was killed in September during a shootout with Pakistani police. Meanwhile, Benazir Bhutto's husband, Asif Zardari, is being held on corruption charges. He allegedly collected so much money in kickbacks that he earned the nickname Mr. 10%. All of this has clearly put Benazir Bhutto's political career in serious jeopardy. But Bhutto insists she still enjoys a lot of public support.
You can't become the twice elected prime minister of Pakistan without having overwhelming public support. in the country. You can't become the first woman to break the threshold of an elected woman prime minister in the Muslim world without having overwhelming public support.
But how much public support does Benazir Bhutto actually have? At the main market in Rawalpindi, a city where she once enjoyed sizable support, it's now difficult to find anyone who has anything nice to say about Benazir Bhutto.
Benazir Bhutto, we don't even want to take her name now. But she was the worst lady ever Pakistan could ever produce.
Pakistanis are angry not only with Bhutto's alleged corruption, but also with what they say is her mismanagement of the country's economy. At this market, fruit and vegetable hawkers call out their latest prices. They change their jingle almost every day. Inflation in Pakistan is, according to some economists, as high as 20%. This in a country where people earn, on average, about $200 a year.
Yes, the prices have gone up during Benazir Bhutto's government tenure.
Do you blame Benazir Bhutto for this?
आप बेनजीर भुट्टो को इसका इल्जाम देते हैं कि उनकी हुकूमत के दौर में
ये उनकी हुकूमत में बढ़ी है ना उससे पहले तो नहीं बढ़ी.
Yes, we hold Benazir Bhutto's government responsible for increasing inflation.
People here also blame Bhutto for the country's increased crime rate, and some Pakistanis, like this man, say they fear the police as much as the criminals.
Pakistan has become a police state. We felt totally insecure when Benazir Bhutto was in power. There was no security to our lives and property.
Amnesty International has accused the Bhutto government of widespread human rights abuses. Bhutto denies those allegations. The question on everyone's mind here is, what next for Benazir Bhutto? She's been elected twice and removed from office twice. She says she's determined to stage a political comeback once again, but on the streets of Rawalpindi, at least, few people expect her to succeed. Shahed Nazir is a college student.
I think it's over. According to my view, I think it's over, and she will never come up again now.
Even with the Bhutto name?
No. The Bhutto name will not give her any more support now.
That is the conventional wisdom in Pakistan these days, but Benazir Bhutto has vowed to fight back. One factor in her favor is that the country's main opposition party, the Muslim League, has an equally corrupt reputation. And Benazir Bhutto herself is only 43 years old. Columnist Ayaz Amir says it's too early to count her out.
She is a young politician. She's a very attractive. She makes a very attractive figure on the hustings. She's a very powerful speaker. And the People's Party does still have a large vote bank. So one cannot write off Benazir Bhutto.
Workers in Rawalpindi continue to hammer away at the monument they're building to Benazir Bhutto's father. Over the years, the pace of the work here has varied following Pakistan's political swings from democracy to dictatorship and back again. These days, nobody here is willing to predict when or even if the monument will be finished. This is Eric Weiner in Islamabad.